Dublin Fire Research.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was directed over to your department to get some questions answered for a few questions I had.
That's fine. Give me some information about what you're looking for, and I'll see what part of our lab might be able to help you out.
Oh, just about the NIST report concerning World Trade Center 7, why it's not done yet, their response as to the fraud charges, that they're distorting evidence and they're distorting the information put in their reports already concerning the World Trade Centers. The three requests for conditions that were the requests for corrections that were filed by a lawyer named Jerry Lephart concerning the distorted information in the NIST reports, and just in general, what's going on with World Trade Center 7, the whole NIST report situation, and
they're
why.
They're working on the report very hard. What I can do, Mike Newman is the person that is handling all the questions on this.
Yes.
And I can give you a phone number for him.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get that. It's Michael Newman, and his number is 975-3025.
Oh, what's the area code? 301?
That's 301.
Okay, so I just call and talk to him?
That's correct. I can transfer you there, though, so hold on just a moment.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is Michael Newman.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, I was transferred over to you. My name's Jeff.
Okay.
I was just calling in regards to some information about NIST and the World Trade Center.
Okay.
And I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the internet lately, and I'm understanding that NIST still hasn't put out the report on World Trade Center 7.
No, it's still ongoing. We're hoping that somewhere in the next couple months we'll be able to put out a draft report for public comment.
Is there any indication of controlled demolition yet?
No.
Nothing, eh?
No, I don't think that there's any. I don't know what the current concept is in terms of what brought the buildings down, but I have not heard that there's been anything that's different from the preliminary synopsis that we had back in 2004, that basically it was a result of a damage from WTC-1 and coming down and fires. Now, whether I think that they've changed somewhat from thinking about one large-scale fire to a number of smaller fires, kind of working in conjunction, but there has not been any anything that I've heard about, any evidence that there's been anything other than basically the same scenario that we proposed. Almost.
So when Popular Mechanics goes on CNN or whatever they do and says that controlled demolitions of World Trade Center 7 is just a conspiracy theory and it came down from fire, they're not correct either, because we still don't know right at this moment?
Well, no, it's not so much that we don't know, it's that we're trying to determine the most likely cause.
And controlled demolitions does not come into play in any of that?
There are lots of prevailing theories. We have the one that we proposed back in 2004, which, does see it as a structural failure based upon damage and subsequent fires. But we're trying to find the evidence to show that, even though we had a proposed theory based on what we had observed up to that point, and remember we had to stop the World Trade Center 7 investigation to be able to complete the investigation on the towers. It was too complex to try to do both at once, and a number of the same people were working on both projects and just really couldn't split their time, so we concentrated on the towers for obvious reasons.
It was basically
because we looked at so many other factors besides just the collapse of the buildings. We also looked at evacuation and first response and emergency communications, all areas where we really wanted to try and make recommendations that could be used for positive change, and certainly because of the large number of lives that were lost, it really, the priority was to do the report on the towers first. But as soon as we finished with that one in October 2005, we started up again on WTC-7, and it's taken a little longer than we'd hoped, but like with the towers, which took longer than we had planned originally too, but
yeah.
You're talking about very, very complex investigations.
Right.
Even in the case of WTC-7, there's much less evidence, both photographic and physical, that we have to work from.
Well, it is true, though, that it is true before 9/11, no steel-framed high-rise building ever fell due to...
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about a situation that was very unique. I mean, if you look at the... And we stated a number of... we looked at a number of the claims that had been made by many of the alternative theory... the folks who hold alternative theories to the collapse of the towers as opposed to, you know, what we came up with in our investigation. And we looked at our findings and addressed their claims and were able to answer, we were able to answer very conclusively why the claims don't hold up. And in the case of the thing about no other building's ever fallen down before, well, no other building has been, had the same type of scenario happen to it in the past. And remember also that one of our conclusions was that had the spray-on fireproofing that was protecting a lot of the steel in the towers not been dislodged,
yeah, but this is
the buildings would not have fallen, and they would not have either because of the damage or because of the fire. So
well,
it was
that's an explanation.
Combination of factors, and that had not been seen previously.
I understand what you're saying there, but that's the towers, but this is World Trade Center 7. And it's just like when I go on YouTube and stuff and I see all these videos, I can see, like you could see the detonate, like explosional look.
I mean, you know,
it looks like in the corner.
There are people that think that on the towers too that they saw, you know, puffs of smoke, and you know, we had very logical explanations for that, and yet there are people who believe that the puffs of smoke and other things are, you know, the result of controlled demolition, even on the towers.
Yeah, I do see there are a lot of alternative theories, but I was just going on like. Just by what I've seen and stuff like that.
No, I mean, but, you know, that's what that kind of thing. We're looking at, you know, whatever visuals we can get a hold of on WTC-7. And, of course, there were a lot less, obviously, than there were on the towers because everybody was kind of, you know.
Yeah, because I had spoke to
the towers and, you know,
I'm not sure if you follow the information too far.
We're trying to do very, very
scientific
analysis of those visuals. So, yeah, it's amazing. The stuff that you see in, you know, just looking at visuals of the buildings or whatever, you know, just to the naked eye, when the researchers get a hold of it and start doing, you know, all kinds of analyses and breaking it down, literally frame by frame.
Well, that's where I got really confused was because I talked to an expert in the Netherlands named Danny Jawenko, and he said he looked at the blueprints, he looked at the construction and everything, and there was no way it fell by fire, he said, and he was a 32.
Well, I mean, that's, like I say, right now we don't have the final conclusions on...
Oh, so it's kind of like debate, like there's some people that say it could have, and then some people that
say
it...
We're hoping that with 7 that we'll be able to find what we believe to be the most likely initiating factors for what led to the eventual collapse of Building 7, and... You know,
in the case
of the towers, for instance, it turned out to be a combination of factors. That, you know,
right, I understand.
Fire by itself wouldn't have. Damage by itself wouldn't have. But fire plus damage plus lack of fireproofing was a deadly combination.
But then they get into
that's what we, right now...
Then they get into the
we
whole
only had
fall speed
until,
problem and stuff like that.
When our report is put out, we'll have, you know, we'll try to lock on to what we believe to be the most logical cause for the destruction of the buildings. You know, I mean, we get a lot of questions, people asking us, why are we looking
at a scenario,
you know, where we didn't with the towers. And the reason being was because there was never any evidence of anything like that
right.
in the towers, but and we had plenty of physical and visual evidence to rule that out, so there was no point in wasting the taxpayers' money to go looking at, you know, scenarios that we believed were not probable. There was no evidence to show that there was any reason to look for those.
Mike, would
we don't have as much. Well, I was going to say we don't have as much evidence with 7, so we're not excluding that, but we're not necessarily looking at it in terms of a blast hypothesis, like someone had a controlled demolition. It could be any type of blast. It could be the result of fire, you know, or other means. So,
Mike, that's being looked at
just to make sure that we've, you know, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's.
Yeah, as you being like an expert, and you work at NIST and stuff.
I'm just a guy communicating it to the public. I'm not the expert by any stretch of the means.
Oh, but would you be able to know, or would you be able to, what would be, reaffirm me that it didn't fall in, like, sections or anything like that, right?
Well, I'm not the person, you know, that could answer those questions. I mean, I only know what I have discussed with the researchers and what, you know, what we've put out before in terms of a potential hypothesis for why the building came down. Of course, at that point, we hadn't done a lot on the investigation of 7.
Are you aware of, like, the, I guess there's a lawyer named Jerry Lephart that filed 3 requests?
That's being looked at right now. We've received all three of the requests to make changes in the, and actually it's the changes in the report on the towers.
And are you aware that the insurers aren't paying Larry Silverstein?
We're addressing those letters that we've received, and you know, and our lawyers are looking at it and trying to determine what the proper response is to that. I don't have any information about that, except I'm certainly aware that we received the letters and that I know that we are, you know, trying to process them properly.
Are you, like, have you seen all the stuff on the internet that they say about NIST and that you're distorting evidence, it's a fraud?
I mean,
you're reporting.
We stand behind our findings.
Yeah.
And,
was it,
you know, nothing
guys?
Has changed that, at least on the towers. I mean, we can't say, you know, on WTC-7 because we haven't finished the investigation. It's still ongoing work.
But on the
towers, mm-hmm. I mean, we stand steadfastly behind the conclusions that we reached. And more importantly, the recommendations for change, for positive change,
well,
and active safety that we've developed from those.
The thing I found odd about the towers was that the FEMA report. The FEMA report.
The FEMA report and the NIST report contradict each other.
Like the FEMA report says that it weakened and the floors fell.
Right.
Whereas the NIST report.
Well, hold on. That was an early theory, that the trusses, which were the steel frames that on which the floors were actually embedded, the concrete floors of each floor.
Yeah.
The trusses that held the interior columns and the core columns and the exterior columns together. And early theory was that the trusses might have failed, and had they failed, well, obviously you don't have anything connecting the inside of to the outside of the building, so you've lost a lot of support.
Yeah, and that's
what we found was that, and to beat that, you know, that was their assumption, and it was a preliminary investigation meant to set up a more detailed technical investigation like ours. It was never meant to reach definitive conclusions, because it couldn't. It didn't do any scientific research.
It was just odd.
Didn't examine any steel. It mostly was based on observations and some interviews that were done with people afterward, and they did a remarkable job. I mean, there's nothing to take away from the BPAT. The BPAT really gave us a foundation to do our investigation upon.
Mostly from visual evidence
that we had of the towers and the classes of the towers, we determined that the trusses did not fail, and in fact, the fact that they didn't fail was part of the reason that the towers collapsed, and it was because that the steel weakened on the cores, and it didn't melt. And, you know, that's a big misconception out there, and we know NIST ever has said that the steel ever melted, and the temperatures did not get to that point.
Oh, exactly.
But it did get hot enough that the steel was significantly weakened, that steel that was exposed, that the fireproofing had been dislodged from.
Mm-hmm.
And the steel in the core columns became weakened, lost its integrity, and started to descend. Actually, the core actually started to descend. As it did, it pulled on the trusses. The trusses were still attached. Okay, the trusses were weakened, but they were still hanging on to, you know, both the core and the exterior columns. As the trusses pulled downward, they pulled the perimeter columns, on which a lot of the integrity of the building was based, right? You had all these columns all the way around the face of the building.
So
the integrity of the building was based on those outside columns.
So they pulled the perimeter
and columns inward, and we see this very clearly
and
in the videos of the...
And the core, both the perimeter and the core. They pulled them...
Before it started to descend, it pulled on the trusses. The trusses themselves pulled the perimeter columns inward, you know, almost like a C shape, okay? But inward.
So the core descended before anything, and that's what pulled everything?
That started it, yes.
That was
the core weakening. Well, I mean, there was general weakening all around, but it was the trusses, the core pulling downward on the trusses, which in turn pulled the perimeter columns in, that we believe really led to the loss of integrity in the building. Because what happened was, as you bowed the first couple of columns inward, okay, on the side of the building. It lost its integrity. It couldn't hold the load anymore. So the load immediately shifted to the next column in line. And as it was pulled inward, it lost its integrity. The load shifted again. Okay? Now imagine this happening in rapid succession.
Like free fall speed. Like
almost like unzipping a zipper. Okay? And eventually what happened, you got to a point where so much of the load got transferred to, and it lost so much integrity it couldn't hold up anymore. And then it was just the weight of the upper floors pushing downward collapsed the towers in very rapid fashion. And in fact, we've had physicists that have looked at the calculations and have figured that we're right on target. That, the arguments that you couldn't have it happen the same as a fall in a vacuum, that you were talking about how could 70 floors, how could you go through 70 floors in the same speed that supposedly, you'll be dropping something in a vacuum. Well, the fact of the matter is, as it's been explained to me, a building, when it's standing, is a massive amount of potential energy. And if you release that potential energy, things happen very quickly. And, it doesn't matter how many floors were down below it. It just, the weight and the gravity and everything compelled with the loss of integrity, the building's just...
Well, that's the thing. That would be total global collapse.
Well,
NIST didn't even give a reason. They stopped at the initiation of collapse, but they didn't give the total global collapse reason.
Well, no, it wasn't considered like a global collapse like you had, like for instance, or a progressive collapse like you had in the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Wasn't the same guys in Oklahoma the same guys that worked on the World Trade Center report?
Well, no, the people who did the investigation, actually we were only we only had a small role in Oklahoma City, but actually the gentleman who led the BTAT investigation was also the leader of the investigation in the Oklahoma City, and it was an investigation. But the difference there was is that the blast took out a critical support beam in the building in Oklahoma City. And the definition of a global collapse like that is where some sort of structural unit is can't function anymore, and it either allows most of the building or all the building to collapse all at once. And it is the only factor involved.
Okay? Well, what about the thing they call conservation of momentum?
I don't know.
In physics, like it or
I mean, if you look at the fact sheet that we have on our website, we explain a lot of that stuff, but it's done much better than I could do it. I mean, I helped write it, but it wasn't, I was listening to experts in physics and building structure and fire, research, and know a lot more about these subjects than I do, obviously.
Yeah,
I would urge you to take a look at that and see what the explanations there. I mean, we believe we did answer all the questions.
Well, I did take a look at it, actually, and that's what I said, is like they got to the initiation of collapse, and that's where it stopped. You guys had a whole bunch of pages of what happened, what was going on, the planes coming in and stuff.
Right, but that's the thing.
You were supposed to be focused on why the buildings collapsed like that.
Well,
and you went to the initiation of collapse, but then you ended it at that, and that didn't give anything
collapse. That was what our investigation was designed to come up with, was what caused this building to start, what was the initiating factor in the collapse.
But even if you look at the video, I know to a layman or whatever, it looks like they're exploding to dust.
Well, that's because as the upper floors are coming down, there's a lot of air being pushed out, and when it pushes out, there was a lot of debris and dust in the buildings.
But wouldn't it have to
have everything? It just pushed it out like.
But how could there have been any dust and debris if it didn't crush it? It was just pushing out air. Like it would be
answered your own question. It's because it was pushing out air, and all there was dust and stuff that got pushed out with it, and there was.
So that answers
the smoke. But I mean, it wasn't because there was a controlled demolition. We have found no evidence throughout this entire investigation. We found absolutely no evidence that there was anything other than the scenario that we proposed at the end of the investigation.
Wasn't there a controlled demolition factor because they wanted to protect the wall?
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
So there's nothing about the controlled demolition to protect the slurry wall or anything?
I'm not following that. I, you know, I, I
Oh, well, what happened was John Kerry, you know John Kerry, he was at a...
I saw the videotape on that. I think he was taken out of context or didn't, you know,
well,
I don't know what he
that?
Knows about...
What did he mean by a controller?
You know, I mean, you know, I'm waiting, I can say, you know, when we finish this investigation...
Well, what do you think John Kerry meant by that, where he's meant...
I'm not going to, I can't address what, you know, I wasn't there, I don't know.
That would be pure speculation.
I didn't see, I've seen only what's on the internet, just like everybody else, and I don't know whether it's taken out of context or how it's set up, and I wouldn't even want to try and...
Are you aware of Giuliani's comments where he was saying it came down in sections or something like that?
I don't know where where his information was coming from or any of that stuff.
Are you aware of the BBC when they're reporting World Trade Center 7 collapsed a half hour before?
This is, look.
Did you see it, though? Are you aware of that?
All I can tell you is we stand conclusively behind our findings. We had some of the best minds in engineering and science working on this for the better part of 3.5 years.
What about Crockett Graby from the University of Iowa? He's a professor of physics, and he says it couldn't
have... I'm sorry, I do have other things I have to get to. This conversation is not going to be going anywhere on this. I appreciate you calling, but...
Okay, well, Mike, thank you very much for your time. And when do you think it might be out, the
report?
Hoping
early summer.
Early summer.
Yeah, hoping it's soon. We're,
so
you know,
6.5
years
longer
than we
had hoped.
We're trying to do, as we did with the towers, we're trying
six
to do...
6.5 years should be sufficient time, or, yeah? 6.5 years, it should be sufficient
time.
Remember,
we didn't start 7 until after we finished, actually start 7 until after we finished the towers.
But you did have a preliminary on 7.
We had some preliminary based on some earlier observations, what we thought might be a case.
And
but it was
because of pressure from...
Substantiated by...
I guess a lot of pressure from the public and stuff like that is making you have to look further into it, and I guess like people...
No, we're just making sure we do the right job. I mean, we're going to make sure we...
Well, why would these guys
propose, if we propose a...
Why would these guys be filing these requests for correction and stuff?
I have to ask them on that. That's, you know, why they're doing that, and why, you know, I mean, you know, and they still believe that a lot of what we say on the towers is incorrect, or that needs to be, you know, obviously they're filing correction.
Yeah, so there's...
We don't believe that. We don't.
As NIST stands,
the scientific and technical fact that we've, you know, the facts that we determined and the scenario for collapse that we determined for both the WTC-1 and WTC-2, we feel confident that they're correct.
And there was no distortion of evidence, no distorting pictures, nothing.
This was one of the most open investigations in the history of research, I guarantee you. Everything we did, basically, is up on our dedicated website. You can go back through the archives. You can even see the comments people made during the draft comment period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's all there in black and white. We had numerous press briefings. We had public meetings. We even dedicated one person on staff to be a liaison to the victims' families groups because we knew how interested they were in what we were learning about the towers.
What about Rosie talking
about? And
at
one point, they were having weekly phone conversations with some of the victims' families groups. I mean, we tried to be as above board and open and forthcoming as, you know, anybody's ever been.
Wouldn't it be kind of like slander if all these people are putting all this stuff on the internet, calling this liars and saying they're a fraud?
Well, you know, look,
and you even have Rosie O'Donnell
is that they have
talking about World Trade Center 7 on The View, saying it was a controlled demolition.
We're still confident in our findings, and we believe that we have found what caused the towers to collapse, and we're, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing with 7 when that comes out. And we're working very hard. And taking, yes, we were taking more time than we originally thought we were going to, but when you get into an investigation or investigations of this kind of complexity,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you get into it and you find out that there's more that has to be looked at than you originally thought. I mean, yeah, and things change as you're working toward it. Like we went into the towers investigation working off of the BPAT, which, as I said, set us up as a foundation, and one of the early theories we looked at, of course, was what the BPAT was thinking, was that the trusses failed. Well,
are you aware that
later on we were able to show that that was not the case? You know, so the whole thought process changed about the towers, and that happens in an investigation as you uncover more evidence.
But it was totally opposite ends of the spectrum. You would think that FEMA would be at least close to understanding instead of totally, totally wrong?
They weren't totally off. They just, it was...
But you guys were on the opposite ends of the spectrum. They said it
weakened
and
it pulled
it apart. No, it was
the type of investigation, you have to understand. That's why it's called a building performance assessment team study. Assessment means they went in and made preliminary observations without any research, without any laboratory work, without any computer modeling like we did, without, you know, state-of-the-art visual analysis that we did.
But in that, even the...
It was based on observations and first-hand accounts that they were able to get fairly soon after the towers collapsed. Based on that, they did a remarkable job. They did an incredible job.
Are you willing to stick your professional reputation on those comments?
Well, I'm not...
You as a professional, are you really going to stick by all this stuff?
This conversation really has gone as far as it's going to go, and I'm sorry. I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you very much for your time.